Hi, we're here with Sarah, Emily, Emma and Victoria, who visited Dr. Mott's this week. So Emily, can you tell me about your trip?
We went to Intel this week with all of first year, and the maths teachers brought us by a bus.
Okay, cool. And Sarah, can you tell me about Dr. Mott's?
Dr. Mott's is a mathematician and he travels around the world showing different countries his tricks.
Oh, you learnt lots of cool tricks.
Yeah.
Okay, so Victoria, can you tell me how maths relates to the real world?
Maths is everywhere in the real world. Like, the computers and the internet is based on maths and algebra. And if you want to go shopping, you need to know how to add up all the money you have.
Okay, cool. And then Emma, what's this we hear about the magic number?
It's just this trick, and it's like a grid. And you just get all like random numbers, and then you just like add all the sides together, and then you just make the magic number.
And what is the magic number?
4.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks girls for your time.
We're here today with first years Neve and Abby, who visit Intel today. Girls, what did you get up to?
Basically we learned about chance.
Did you learn anything new?
We learned about number graphs and how magicians might learn or might show tricks to audiences.
Did you find it helpful?
Yeah, I found it quite helpful. I learned more about chance.
Would you recommend it to other years or other first years?
Yeah, I'd say mostly first years, because I think 50s and everything will find it too easy.
Thank you. We are here today with first years Maeve and Roisin, who visit Intel today. So girls, what did you get up to?
We learned about the type of maths where 4 is a special number. If you if you write the number like 10 or something, it'd have 3, and then you would put 3 next to it, and then you'd write down the other, but you'd still end up with 4.
Yeah. Did you learn anything new that was like helpful to you?
We learned if you had a pattern and it was like a pyramid, so if there's 10, like then 8 and 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 on top, and you just did in any order, so at the bottom you could do in any order, but then just say you had red, blue, yellow and green all in one, so then you'd have like blue, and then because if you'd have the blue on top of the blue, then the blue and then the blue, so then it'd make 3. So and then the either side, so just say one side is blue and the other side is yellow, it would turn into, so then the top one would end up being green, because blue and yellow make green, so it would end up as a pattern.
Thank you.